Amy Cornell is a freelance writer in Bloomington, Indiana. Pre-COVID, Amy co-led writing circles with incarcerated women at the Monroe County Corrections Center and creative writing and memoir circles for Women Writing for a Change of Bloomington. Amy writes poetry, creative nonfiction, novels, blog posts, book reviews, short stories, and loves to hear other women tell stories both real and imagined. Every April, she participates in the National Poetry Writing Month Challenge of writing a poem a day for 30 days. These are some of those poems. Welcome to The Poet's Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus-Dorsey. Amy, what poems have you brought for us today?
I have always imagined paradise will be a kind of library. Borges. This poem is called The Library of Lost Books. No one really understood what a librarian did the day she stepped forward to claim the job, and no one really knew what she meant when she said someone had to save the books for posterity. Someone, she said, needs to remember how words were printed on paper and paper was bound together to form whole coherent ideas and stories. Sometimes, she said, tales and stories were printed next to pictures and tied together between stiff boards, and people used to put them on shelves. And get this, carried them in bags. And girls had a way of holding them in stacks over their left arm as they sashayed down the hallway in between classes in high school. It's true. Nevertheless, she said, it will be my job to take care of them. Put them in specific order on the shelves, and on special occasions, I'll let people take them down and turn the pages. That is what we call all the papers that are bound together, pages. And then, when people leave, I will put the books back on the shelves in the right order. So the next time we need them, we can find them. She asked for as big a building as we could get her, preferably brick, and she filled it with shelves. Those are wooden boards nailed together that helped her stack books up high so she could fit many of them in one place. And oh, what a place! She built this castle, this library, filled with these pages and stiff boards, and it smelled like old things, like the back of your grandmother's hand, and dust under the piano, and lace. And then she sat herself at the front of it all, at a big desk, like she said they did in the olden days, and she would put pencils in the bun of her hair on her head, which she pulled out when she wrote down words to help her find your book. So now we understand a bit better what a librarian does. We understand about words and ideas and shelves and the importance of order. I think most of us come to the library to see her. She tells us to be quiet, and we watch to see the dreamy look on her face as she runs her fingers over the spines of the books and chooses one for us. No one knows who will take over for her when she's gone. Transferable skills for poets. Should your open position need lots of metaphors, I am the right person for the job. If you need someone who's inspired by the break of spring, the cries of children, or the taste of matzo ball soup, look no further. I am constantly searching for the word, the rhyme, the meter, the perfect illusion. In fact, words and their usage fill my head from the minute I wake up. If your position requires a constant connection with the language and the moment, where do I sign up? And if you need someone to stare dreamily into the stars or the clouds or their cold black coffee, and if you really need to put your finger on what is possible and add hope and fear and love and ponder the things that make us whole, please hire me. You won't regret it. Instructions for telling your left hand from your right. You picture yourself on the floor of Mrs. Vogel's kindergarten classroom, picking at fibers from the red and white rug on which you all sit, faces and bodies leaning into her bright star. She asks, "Who can show me their left hand?" And you raise your hand carefully, not fully understanding the question. There on the carpet you learn how to face the chalkboard every time you want to remember, every time you want to understand how to center yourself, every time you search for true north. The ring on your hand, the muscles in your arm, the calluses worn into your index finger can't help you more than this simple memory, taking you back every day of your life to that place on the rug at the feet of the only true genius you ever knew. It may very well be the last thing you ever think about.
You You've been listening to the poetry of Amy Cornell on The Poet's Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus-Dorsey.